Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening. I am Bishop Aaron McCleary, and it is my distinct honor to be your guest host tonight. I just know that God is going to bless tonight and going to edify and going to do wonderful things tonight during the broadcast. We send out our love tonight to our Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the host, the normal host of God in the Midst Radio, along with the McCoy family, in the passing of her father and Pastor Mom's husband. We're sending out prayers for them and just asking, soliciting that on tomorrow as they go to, as the old folks say, walk that final mile in the services tomorrow, that you would be keep them in prayer. I know because of the present state and day that we're living in COVID, that attendance and things like that are kind of limited. So if you have not already made your request to be there, I'm not sure if you can do that yet or not, but you can reach out to them and if you know them and know their number, and then they can let you know if you can attend or not. But everybody can attend in prayer. And so we want to just continue to keep them lifted up during this season and thanking God in advance for a Holy Ghost move tomorrow at a funeral. You say a Holy Ghost move at a funeral? Yes, a Holy Ghost move at a funeral, because I always believe there's nothing that can combat grief greater than the Spirit of God moving and the Spirit of God being in the midst. So we just decree and declare the Spirit of God being over the service, and that souls will get saved and souls will be uplifted on tomorrow. Again, I'm so excited to be here, be your host tonight. You know, Elder Kizzy and Apostle Kizzy is a pro at this. So any mistakes I may make tonight, if you would please charge them to my head and not to my heart. Tonight we are so excited this month has been filled with such knowledge and such insight as we have had for our speaker this month, Lady D. Thurman, on each Thursday night. And we're so grateful tonight that tonight she is again with us. She will be sharing in the Word of God tonight. So all month we've heard her expertise and her testimony and her in real estate and those kind of things. So we've been chomping at the bits for this opportunity to be able to hear her preach tonight. So she's going to preach to us in just a few moments. And at this time, I'd say if you think, you know, at the end, if you think you may have some questions or have a prayer request or a prophecy request that you call, that, you know, that you hit your number one key to join in and get in the queue and join in on the conversation. You can also go to our Facebook page, God in the Midst, and also interact on our Facebook page with God in the Midst. But again, we're so excited. You may hear us refer to her as Lady Diamond, because she really is a jewel in the body of Christ. And so as our engineer brings, I hope, I believe Lady Diamond is on tonight. How are you doing tonight, woman of God?
I am doing well, Bishop. How are you?
I am so blessed and so excited and waiting to hear you. I just thank God that you have been with us and you have blessed us. I want to remind the people that all of our broadcasts are on archives, and you can go back in and listen to the wealth of information that this vessel of God has given unto us. And so tonight, Lady Diamond, I want to turn it over to you to let the Lord use you in whatever capacity that he sees fit. And I know that's going to be great and mighty. And I want to personally thank you again for just the outpouring and the virtue that you've displayed to us so far this month, and just praying God to give you even more. So at this time, Lady Diamond, we'll turn the broadcast over to you, amen, for the word of the Lord. We thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you to all that are listening. I'm grateful for you all to be present with me on this evening. You could be anywhere else, but you're tuning in tonight, and so I'm grateful for that. I'm honored by the invitation to even give forth God's word. I know that I'm not worthy, but I thank God that he saw fit to use me as a vessel on tonight, and I pray that he would have his way, that he would decrease me, and that he would be lifting up, that he will get the glory out of this evening, that he will get the glory out of my life. I bless him. I praise you, dear God. And I pray for every listener, oh God. I pray that you would give them the ears to hear on tonight, that they will receive the words that are coming forth on this evening, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you, oh God, be the potter and I will be the clay on this evening, Father, that you will give me the words to speak, the words that will transform the lives of your hearers. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing in each and every life that is represented on this line. Father God, we don't take it lightly, God. I don't take it lightly, Father. And I just thank you. I honor you. I bless you. You are God and God alone. And we honor you on this evening. a couple of weeks ago in prayer. I'm convinced that God has given me the topic for this evening, and I have struggled with just like bringing it all together, but I'm just going to believe God that he will say just what needs to be said, and he's just using me as a vessel to get the word out. And so the topic on tonight is crossover. It's over from a state of renting to owning. Crossing over from the things that you're used to, the things that are familiar to you, but stepping into a new place in God, trusting him above all things and keeping our eyes fixed on him. And so I would like to take you to Hebrews chapter 12. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, for the joy set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God on this evening for his son Jesus that endured the cross for us, that he is the pioneer of our faith. He has made a clear path for us so that we might enter into the promises of God. And so God wants us to be in this place of ownership, a place where we take responsibility for our own lives. He has given us the tools, he's given us the resources, he's given us everything that we need to do what it is that he has promised in our lives. And so he has given us an example through Jesus. He has shown us the way to go, and we have to focus and fix our eyes on him. I was thinking as studying and just about how the Israelites and how they entered into the land of promise. They had to first believe. They had to first believe that God was who he said he was, that he was I am, that he is the one that had called them out of Egypt and that was sending them into this place of promise. They had to first believe that. And so if you are someone that has been battling and wavering on the fence as to whether or not God is who he said he is, tonight I pray that you will understand and that you would believe that God is God, and he is God all by himself. He is God alone, and he is the author and the finisher. He knew before the Israelites even walked into the promised land, he already knew what was there. He already knew what would greet them, what would be before them. He already knew. He knew what Pharaoh would say when Moses would try to speak a word to him that was, thus said the Lord. He knew already what the response of Moses would be, and he already had a plan for it. He had a plan for the Israelites being in Egypt at the time when they were in Egypt. He had a plan for that. That he had already ordered their steps from even in the beginning. But there was a season that they got comfortable in being in this place. And so many of times we as believers, we get comfortable in this place. They were comfortable in Goshen. They were comfortable in this place where the pasture and the land was good. They were comfortable in that place, but that was not the place that God had called for them. That was not the place that he had promised them. It was just a temporary place for them at that moment, at that time, at that season. And so oftentimes we can get comfortable in a place. And if you think about just even the idea of being a renter, we get comfortable as renters. We like, hey, it's not my place. It's somebody else's place. It's their responsibility. I'm going to pay this little amount that I have to pay each month or whatever, and I'm good with that. I don't have to worry about anything. The landlord's got it. I ain't got to worry about it. And the reality is that is not what God wants for you. He doesn't want you to rely or depend on anybody else. He didn't want the children of Israel to rely and depend on Pharaoh and the Egyptian land. He did not want them to depend on that because he had something better, something greater, something that he had promised all of their ancestors before, their fathers' fathers, that he had already promised them. And so he took them to this place of promise, but they had to first believe. And once they believed and they got across the Jordan, and I thought about that even also in just reading, it's like they had to cross over. You know, they had to leave behind what was of yesterday, what was of their past, what was of their upbringing, what was just the things of old. They had to cross over into an unfamiliar place. Something that was unfamiliar to them but was not unfamiliar to God. God already knew what was on the other side of it. So they were familiar to this new place, into this new land, but he knew because he is God of all knowing. And so he took them across this Jordan and took them to the other side and took them to this place where they could really be get a chance to possess this thing, this promise that God already ordained for their life. But they had to cross through. They had to go over. They had to get past the water, the baptism that had to occur, because there was so much that had happened in the wilderness and so much that was left from before with their ancestors, that they had to cross over the water to get this new birth, this newness to be upon them. And so they made this transition, and they came over into this new land of promise. And in this new land of promise, they had to now they not only believe God because they followed the instructions and got over to the other side, they now had to put together a strategy. And, you know, that's what God is calling us to do as owners. As if you are owning a business, you are owning your property, or before you even get there, frankly, you have to have a strategy. You have to have a plan for it. And so he got them on the other side, but then they had to scope out that land. They had to strategize. They had to figure out how they were going to truly conquer this thing so that they could possess what God had for them. And so he does that through preparation and sending the spies over to just kind of scope out the land so that they can really see what they were up against. But one thing that I recall was the next thing that you really have to do is you got to let some things go. when you cross over, when you've made that decision, you know what, I believe God. I believe him with all of my heart, all of my soul, and you've made that decision. You have made the decision to cross over to the side of Christ, not to the side of the former. And so when you've made that decision to cross over, and you've made that decision, you have got to be prepared to get some things cut off. And so those Israelites, when they got over to the other side, they had to be circumcised because they were not circumcised when they were in the wilderness. Their fathers were, but they weren't. And so they had to be circumcised, and that fleshly thing had to be taken off of them before they could really go into the possession of the promise. They had to get some things removed off of their body, some things that could not go with them any further. It got them to this point right here, to this point where they crossed over, but it could not go any further than that. And so it was right there where they had to be circumcised to be able to go any further than where they had already gone. And so you're going to have to let some things go as you made the decision to now cross over from renter to owner, from going from depending on others to now depending solely on God. You're going to have to let some things go. You're going to have to let some people go. You're going to have to let some old habits go. You're not going to be able to spend frivolously. You're not going to be able to do things that you were doing before. You got to move and operate now in a place of ownership. You got to have a place and a perspective of mind of ownership, someone that is constantly thinking about the next thing and the next thing, and not just waiting on something to happen, but understanding that you're prepared for whatever happens. You're already ready. Because God wants you to be ready. He's told you already to be fully armored, in your full armor, when you go out into any territory. So he wants you to be prepared. And so that's what he is calling for us to do as we transition from being in a state of rental mind and then into a place of ownership. And so the other thing is you got to be ready to fight. And my pastor, Pastor Jordan, is a phenomenal man of God. Truly, truly grateful for his leadership. And he just gave an amazing word for Bible study this evening. And it just really helped me even further with this word, because the fight that he mentioned is definitely what we have to prepare ourselves for. You have to be ready for the fight. You can't think that going in this place of ownership is going to be easy and it's just going to just be a walk in the park. It's not. It's not a walk in the park, but the word says that to whom much is given, much is required. And so you are going to be required to fight. You're going to have to do something. You're not going to be able to just possess this thing without even with no consequences or nothing, because the enemy's going to be mad at you. He's going to come after you. He's going to try to steal the things that God has already promised to you. And so you've got to be ready to fight. You can't be scared out here. You can't be worried about, like, oh, this happened. Let me stop, because the enemy is on me. I've been trying so hard. I've been praying. I've been doing. I've been fasting. I've been doing all of this and that, and the enemy is on my heels. So let me just stop. If the children of Israel would have stopped in the Red Sea when Moses had used the staff to cause the sea to part, if they would have stopped, they would have drowned right along with Pharaoh and his men. You cannot stop. You cannot get weary and well doing. You got to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep pressing towards the mark. And the only way really to do that is to keep your mind, your eyes fixed on Jesus, which is what the scripture says, to keep your eyes fixed on him. He is the pioneer of our faith. He is the one that you have to keep your mind focused on, keep your eyes on him so that you can see where you're going. And so you will have to fight. That's a requirement. That's something that's non-negotiable. You're going to have to fight. It's just part of it. And then lastly, you're going to have to be ready to do the work. Just as it is not going to be easy, you're going to have to fight, you're going to have to do the work. It says that faith without works is dead. So you can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't put no work behind it, there's nothing that's going to come out of it. And so the people of Israel, if they would have just believed God, but they didn't move, they would have never made it. They would have never made it to the other side. So it's just, you can't just have faith and not have the work behind it. So there is always going to be something that you have to do in order for you to really possess what God has for you. So he wants us to own it. He wants us to rely on him. He wants our minds to be focused on him. That's what he desires from us. He doesn't want you to get distracted. He doesn't want you thinking about this and that and this and that. He wants you to be focused on him. And it is him that will see you through to the other side. It is him that will get you from where you are now to where he wants you to be. He will see you through. But you have to keep your mind focused on him. Keep your mind focused on his promises, because the enemy is good for trying to throw some things in the mix. He's good for it. He is the author of lies. He is the one that was sent to steal, kill, and destroy. And so his whole objective is to throw you off your course, to throw you off your path, to get you to be in this place where you're in a state of confusion, where you can't begin to go forward. And that's not of God. He wants you to be focused on him. And so as you focus on him in this new season, I believe that this is a season of rebirthing, a season of newness. And whatever you were doing in the months past, he's doing something new in the months ahead. These last few months of this year are going to be so transformative that you won't even recall the little eras of before. But these last months, these are going to be the greater months of 2020 and of your life. And so I'm grateful to God for his word and his willingness to be an example for us. He is almighty and all powerful. And so as we continue to fix our minds on him, he will continue to part the rivers and the seas for us so that we can get to our place of promise, which he has already ordained for our life. And so keep your mind focused on him and keep pressing, keep pushing. It's time that you own it. It's time that you move in the will of God, and that you will cut off those things that are not of him, those things that you have just brought along the way. You brought those things on this journey, but he's saying now is the time to let those things go and walk into the new, focusing on him, keeping your mind and everything focused on him. He's the pioneer. He is the one that will see you from one side to the next. And so keep your mind focused on Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lady Diamond. I just thank you. I just heard in my spirit. We're now getting ready to celebrate the Jewish calendar. The new year begins in September, and you have given us. You know how every December, when we do the secular calendar, we always have a year ahead message. And we thank God through this whole month and through the word of God tonight, you have given us our marching orders for the year. And we just thank God, amen, for you. Oh, what a tremendous word. I know everyone is rejoicing. I'm telling you, the crossover, we're gonna step into a new place in God. And Lord knows, he has made all things new and is doing a new thing in the earth. None of us has experienced some of the things we've experienced in the last 4 or 5 months. And like you said, God already knows what our response was going to be through this pandemic, and He had made provision for our response. God already knew. And so that's how we've been able to make it through and just keep our sanity through this. And just thank you for the word of God. Reminder, look, it's not going to be easy going forward. We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight. If we're intercessors, we're going to have to dig more into intercession. If we're worshipers, we're going to have to dig more into worship. Hallelujah. And we have faith, but we got to put that faith to work. And so I just thank God for you, Lady Diamond. It just, oh my goodness, that just electrified my spirit. Amen. In the name of the Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I tell you, I thank God also. This has been in my spirit, and you just tell me what you think. God was saying that the next level of wealth that will be generated, I'm talking about money now, y'all. The next level of money that will be generated in our life is through real estate. You have to own property. And the things and the tools you taught us this month and taught us this tonight is exactly what's going to get us in position for the next move of God. So what do you think? Was I eating too many collard greens, or is that true that when you own property, you can become wealthy through property?
Oh, most definitely. You most definitely can. And, you know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, I don't want to take on this extra property because, you know, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with renting and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, there's a fight. You know, you gonna fight. But the benefits of it in the end is so much greater than that little fight. That was just a little fight, you know. And there's other things that you can do if you don't necessarily want to deal with the tenant directly. You can get a property manager. Let them deal with it. But don't just discard your inheritance, because sometimes people get those properties from inheriting. You know, they inherited the property from the grandparents or, you know, their parents, and they just want to discard it. Like, oh, I don't got time for that. I don't got. And it's like, no, you know, you really need to think about what you have. You have something that can produce income for your family, residual income for your family. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it also goes back to the parents too, our ancestors, right? The people that had the property beforehand, they have to get to a place where they are educating and training up the children and the people that come behind them in a way so that they know what to do with the property once they inherit it. because a lot of times they don't know what to do with it because they've never been taught or told or given any sound instructions on this is what you're going to do with this property. We're going to, you know, you're going to be inherited this when I pass away or whatever. This is what you're going to do with it. But, you know, nobody's telling them anything. So then they just let it go, you know, and it has no sense of value to them. But in reality, there is great value in the property and what it can do for your family.
Hallelujah! I just thank God. I love when prophets like you come along and confirm what God has been saying, because I don't know anything about real estate other than what I look at Home and Garden and things like that. But so many things you taught us, and even through the Word tonight, to cause us not to be fearful. You know, I actually can own an apartment building if I want one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I can do that.
Why can't you? You know,
right,
why not?
Right. I can own some homes and you know, take care of, like you say, if something I can't do myself physically, get a property manager. And they take care of those things. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
exactly.
My goodness. Well, I just see God doing great things. Amen. Through what you taught
when you think
us
about Moses
this month
and
tonight.
When he got started.
You say what?
No, I said when you think about Moses and how old he was when he got started, you know, and he had to manage all those people in his older years. It's like you're never too old, you're never too young. It's like if you are believing God for these things that he's already said belongs to you, you got to go out and do it. You got to own it. It's time that you own it. It's time that you own it. Let's not think small. Let's think big. We serve a big God. He's a big God. Let's not put him in a box.
Amen. Let's not put God in a box. All right. That's some new direction for you for this new year coming up. Why don't you call us tonight and get your number one key so that you can be in the queue, and our engineer will then turn around and we'll let everyone come in and have your comments or any questions you may have for Lady Diamond. Such a wealth of information. If you've missed any of the broadcasts this month of her being on this month, again, I can tell you, you can go back into the archives of Get 'Em Radio, and you can hear those broadcasts again and use them as a resource tool. I think also her information to reach out to her is on there. Now, look, she's in business too. So when you reach out, you know, remember what the Bible says, the labor is worthy of his hire. So if you just want advice, you still need to, you know, whatever her fee is, you need to be ready. Don't be looking for no hookup. But I guarantee you, I just believe God that there's more blessings to come out of your gifting and your wealth of knowledge that you bestowed upon us this week. And we're going to get ready through the engineer, get ready to open up the line. As is always our custom, we're going to give way for Pastor Mom to come on. I believe she may be on tonight. I'm not really sure, but if she is on, engineer, would you let Pastor Mom come through, and then we'll open up the line for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, Lord.
Hi, Pastor Mom. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine tonight. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoy the lady tonight. I can't even think of her name, but I love her.
Pastor Mom, I love you too.
I love you too. And keep on going with the good news. The good news is given to all of us.
Yes, Lord.
Well, thank you so much.
Amen, Pastor Mom. I think, can you still hear us? Your phone kind of went out for a second.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay. was thanking the Lord for her good message that she gave tonight. And I'm glad for her. I was always listening to her. The other night I was listening to her and she was talking and my left ear, I couldn't hear out of her, but now I can hear out of her. Just listen to her preach. And I thank the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Mom, we so dearly want to express our love and prayers in your loss, and we want to pray for you tonight in your time of sorrow, this time of transition, and for the service tonight. Lady Diamond, will you lead us? And I'll be glad to follow up with you as we pray for Pastor Mom tonight and pray for her strength for tomorrow and the journey that the whole family will go through.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you on this evening, Father. We thank you for Pastor Mom and the entire family, oh God. We pray, dear Lord, that you would be with them, oh God, that even in this time of bereavement, oh God, that you, oh God, will never leave them nor forsake them. And so we thank you, Father, that you're with them even right now, oh God, that you will be with them on tomorrow, dear God. And we just bless you on this evening, God. We thank you for your strength that is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. And so we pray right now for your supernatural strength to be upon Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, oh God. And we pray right now for the entire family that your peace and your joy will rest upon them, oh God, that they will have peace that surpasses all understanding, dear God. And we just bless you, Father. We honor you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom, we love you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you all, too.
And we'll continue to pray for you and keep y'all lifted up.
Thank you so much.
Amen. If our engineer could, as we get ready to talk to our next person, I believe this Pastor Price, that will be next. I got to lay down, and I got to hold my mule here. Because I just feel like going off in tongues. I want to say good afternoon to Pastor Price and to my uncle for the miracle that God gave him.
Amen.
Hi, Pastor Price.
How you doing, Bishop Aaron, and to Lady Diamond, and to Pastor Mom, to Apostle Kizzy, to each one in their respective places. I'm like you tonight. I am rejoicing with you tonight at the miracles that God has done for our family. And Joe's been home now from the hospital for a little bit now since the 14th. And today is the 28th. So that's about how many days? Is that 14 more days?
Yes.
From the 14th to the 28th. And he has a nurse that comes out and a physical therapist that comes out, and we're just rejoicing at what God has been doing in his life. He's slowly coming around to walking a little bit. He walked for the first time yesterday with a walker from the living room to the bathroom, and we thank God for that. Such a great, great blessing. Hallelujah. And then each one of our family members, even during the last couple of weeks, I had been experiencing COVID symptoms, and my daughter had been. I lost my ability to smell and to taste. And the pain, the discomfort was something I've never experienced in my body. There were days that even though I was still talking to people and even being on the program, that I just felt like I was going out of here in some ways. But God did miracles in our body. And God literally did miracles for my daughter and myself all the while we were yet standing with my husband. And I was just thanking God for all that he was doing. And now I'm doing so much better. I can breathe now. My smell returned. I was so happy when my smell returned and my taste returned. And I was just thanking God for his good and goodness and thanking him for that time. All things work together for good. So I just wanted to thank God. I was not, you know, there are situations, Lady Di, Diamond, where Lady D, where they will say that did we exceed your expectations? Sometimes people will ask you that in a setting to see that they really do that they really exceed. And through the Holy Spirit working in and through your life today, you've exceeded our expectation. What a great message you preached today, Lady Diamond. Crossing over. And I love that word. It was on time. It was an on-time word, I believe, from the Lord, letting us know. And that's one of the scriptures that Hebrews 12 is one that I hold on to, especially even now when I think about my dad that's gone on to be with the Lord, and that it says, the one you read about, seeing that we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yes,
and when you read that scripture, it just touched my heart, because I know that the people in the grandstands of heaven are looking upon us tonight and cheering us to go on and cross over, do what we need to do, go on forward.
Yes,
so your
yes.
message tonight, hallelujah, it touched me. It helped me, as you say, for me to stay focused on God and his word, that God will see us through, you said, so that we can overcome the lies of the enemy, because that's what he does. He is a liar,
yes.
but God is the truth. And we have to really, the thing I learned, even during these last few weeks, is that even the more that when he's screaming out the lies, we have to look to God and to his word. You said looking unto Jesus. And you told us don't get too uncomfortable, get too comfortable where we are. You told us don't get too comfortable. My daughter, we've been looking to move from the place we've been here for 2 years. And when my daughter, my husband went to the hospital, they had they admitted him, they told us to go home on August 1st. They said, go home. And when they told us to go home, we came home. We drove home, and my daughter Joy got us home. We came on home. So when we got to the house, she said, where's Daddy's cane? She said, where's Daddy's cane at? And I said, well, what you need? There was her dad in what looked like critical condition. I'm telling you, literally, critical condition. When we arrived at that hospital, my daughter was so frightened, Amber, because when he got out of that ambulance, they were bringing him in, it looked like his eyes were set in his head, and she screamed, Daddy, Jesus, Jesus, and she began to call on Jesus, and he come out of that and come to himself through God. That was a great miracle of God. So we get home, and he had turned black. And when we got home to the house, Joy said, Mom, she said, where's his cane at? And she started packing his clothes. I said, Joy, why are you packing his clothes now, baby? She said, I'm packing his clothes for when he come home. So she packed all his clothes up, and then she went in and started packing her clothes. And I said, what? She said, I'm packing my clothes. I'm going up there to stay with Daddy. Well, you know, at this time in hospitals, they don't let people come in there and stay in the hospital with people, very special cases if they do. She got to the hospital, and when she got to the desk, she did her face, got to the desk, they mocked her, they laughed at her. She told her, you know, what you doing? She just said, Mama, they turned to each other, started laughing at me. And she said, she came out to the car, and she went to the car, and when she got to that car, she called me, and she said, Mom, she said, they won't let me in. And she said, will you make a call, Mama? Will you make a call? I said, yes, baby. So I called up on the floor where Dad was at and talked to the charge nurse. And the charge nurse asked me this. This is what she said. She said, well, she can come up here and stay, but she cannot leave. She said, do she have clothes with her? I said, yes, she does. She's back and she's ready. She said, well, tell her, come on up.
Yeah.
And I said, well, do you want us to tell the people at the desk? She said, oh, no, I'll take care of
that. Nobody put down.
So I called Joy.
Yeah.
She said, when she got back in there, she said, you must be somebody special. So the same thing that he talked to him, said, you must be somebody special. Well, why did I tell that story about that particular thing? Because of it, when you said, don't get too comfortable, and you begin to give us instruction tonight. I remember just last night, the family, we had like a little family talk. And Joy said, Mom, she said, I know we've been packed. We've been had our things packed for almost 2 years. I didn't even buy chest of drawers when I got here. The Lord told me, don't buy chest of drawers. still continue to live out of my suitcases because we were going to be moving. She said, Mom, I think, like I did with Daddy, there's some extra things we need to do. This was yesterday. When you said crossing over, she said, Mama, there's some extra things I need to do, getting other things packed and ready, get everything ready for us to be able to move out of this house. And so because we believe God for it, and so we thank God for it. And we have been looking for different places. We've seen new homes. She's seen areas. They've seen areas where they really want to stay here in the Memphis area because my husband wants to stay here in the Memphis area. So I was thanking God for your message tonight. Don't get too comfortable, you said. Then you told us to get circumcised, to let some things and some people go. You told us that. You told us we're going to have to depend because we could give a lot of cons as to why we wouldn't be moving in a house at this time. But you said we've got to totally depend on God and get an ownership mind. And when you said about depending totally on God, looked like something came in, up inside of me, in the inside of me, Lady Di, to say, Helen, you know, you can't look at who going to cut the grass, who going to fix the wall, who going to do this, what's going to do this. He said, that is all variables. The only variable you need to understand is Jesus Christ in you, the expectation, the hope of glory. You got to see, Helen, that I'm with you, so I'll take care of everything. So when you said this was a faith thing, you said we got to get an ownership mind. You said we got to be fully armored, ready to fight. Ready to fight. You know, sometimes we can stand to get something, but once we get it, we still got to stand. And then you said, and you said it never promised it would be easy. I can remember that through the years. It said, never promised us the road would be easy, but the one thing he promised us was he would be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. You said, be ready to do the work, and that faith without works is dead. I thank God for that. I told you it exceeded my expectations. That's not just a flattery. It's not just it was a right-on-time word, I believe, for many. So I thank God for you, Lady Di. I call you Lady Di, Lady Diamond. Thank God for you tonight, and thank God for that word. I thank God for you, Bishop Aaron, and for God using you during this time. Thank you for the prayers and comfort for our family. And we just thank God for each one of you. So God bless you. Thank you all so much.
Amen. And God bless you. Amen. Oh my goodness, that just make me want to run in here and wake up the whole building. Well, we bless God. Next, we're going to hear from Pastor Catherine. Good evening, Pastor Catherine. How are you doing?
Well, praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord so much for today, and I too want to say thank the Lord for your prayers for our family, and I just always keep on enjoying the things that God is doing in our family. I thank God for how he has worked in the Price family there. But tonight I want to just thank Lady Diamond for the beautiful message and to keep us on track here tonight, because this thing is not, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a fight. And you can't, as you said, you can't get too comfortable here. And I see some people, they get real comfortable, they get a job, and they think they're just on their way, and all of a sudden, and I'm not just saying this for other people, I'm even saying it for my own life and my own family, and all of a sudden something comes up. But, you know, God, I think God wants us to just stay in the race. And he said, as you said, stay focused. We got to stay focused. Sometimes we let the world come along and snatch us and get our eyes focused on some worldly stuff. But we got to stay focused on him. I don't care how much he give us. I don't care how much money he give us. I don't care how many houses he give us. We still got to stay focused upon him and stay in his presence, because this is a fight. The enemy ain't going to let us. He's not going to let us just have a house. He's not going to let us just have money. We're not going to just have it freely, but I'm telling you, this is going to, it's a fight. Once you get it, once you get on the other side, it's going to be a fight. Amen. Yes. So I just want to say thank the Lord for using you all of this month. I praise God. There's not too many people that's in your field that would do something like that, that is in your place. I mean, you're in a good place. Praise God, and I just want to say I thank God for you, and for how you have ministered to us in more than one way. And I pray that we, when you go to bed tonight, because I know a lot of times when we minister, the enemy will come and say, you should have said this and you should have said that. You said exactly what we needed tonight. I know I needed it. You said exactly what we needed tonight. And I just want to say thank you so much that we got to stay in the race and fight. Amen.
Yes.
And I want to say also to you, Bishop, I think you done started something new. You sound like you've been in this for years and years. God bless both of you tonight. And I think you've done a great job. Praise God.
Thank you.
So thank you all so much here. God bless
you. Thank you. Love you to life.
Love you too.
Amen. Oh, my God, what testimony. And this time we hear Sister Debbie. She didn't press her number one key, but she's in the emergency room and staying overnight so you can do some tests for tomorrow. And we just want to open up her line and pray for her. Sister Debbie, are you on the line now? Sister Debbie?
Thank you, Chief. Yes,
amen.
I'm on the line now.
Praise God
thank
for you, Sister
Lord.
Debbie. I hope you don't mind us just putting you on, because we ain't going to let you slide without praying. Now, first of all,
no,
like,
I don't.
When I heard it, God said everything is all right. So I want to encourage you in the word of the Lord that everything is all right, and we just want to pray with you and just continue to lift you up in prayer as God takes you through this night of rest you didn't have. Father God, we bless you for Sister Debbie. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that at this very moment, as she sits and wait to hear a report from the doctors, God, that we've already heard a report from you that she is all right. God, we thank you that you're going to give her a night of sweet sleep. You're going to cause her to sleep and rest so well, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that the test all will come back in her favor. We receive that now. We receive no negative report. She is healthy from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, and you will see her and be with her tonight. We bind up worry. We bind up stress and disbelief. And we bind to her healing, faith, and deliverance in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight for her life and for taking us through tonight. In Jesus' name, we wait on the good report. Tomorrow afternoon, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We love you, Sister Debbie.
I
love you, too. I have one more prayer request. I want to know, could you pray for my granddaughter, Nevaeh? She's 7 months old, and she's having surgery on her head in the morning at 6 o'clock at Children's Hospital.
Yes, ma'am. Her name again is?
Nevaeh.
Nevaeh, Father God, we lift up your beautiful angel, Nevaeh, before you. God, we thank you, Father God, that you have given the knowledge to the doctors, Lord God, that she will come out on the positive side, because she is the shield of the Lord. We stand together in faith for her. We stand together in faith for her parents, Lord God. We thank you for salvation in her whole household, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she is the miracle that will cause them to see God in a better way. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit in her, the promise that's in her, Lord God, and for the word, Lord God, that's in her, oh God, that she will grow up to be a mighty prophetess in you, oh God. She will begin to speak and show forth your gift that you put in her at a very early age, Lord God. We call her a walking miracle and a walking testimony tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Guide the hands of the surgeon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We pray God for you, Sister Debbie, and for your granddaughter.
Thank
and all
you,
the prayer.
Yes, she.
Amen.
Amen. We'll let you get some rest now. All right. Next, we have the dynamic and powerful woman of God from all the way from New Jersey, and by the name of Minister Rachel. Hello, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say, woman of God, you're the blessing. And I'm saying this to everybody. I'm praying Isaiah 53:5 over all who was going through anything, where it says he was bruised for our iniquity, chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by whose stripes we are healed. We can claim our healing because he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by whose stripes we are healed. And Father God, I thank you for everyone who came on the line. I thank you for the woman of God out, Lord. Strengthen her even now in the name of Jesus. And Bishop Aaron, God bless you and your wife and your family. And I thank God for the beautiful godmom, and may they all stay comfort for what God is taking them through tomorrow. And I just pray that everything that they go on, that wherever they are, that God would probably save and heal others as they are doing the homegoing service of my God's grandfather. So I just thank everyone. I thank God for Pastor Helen. I just want all of y'all to be encouraged and be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Rachel. And we are now about to be tremendously blessed by another powerful woman of God, all the way from California. Y'all didn't know this was a worldwide international Get 'Em Radio. It's worldwide, and I mean United States wide and worldwide. And we got the dynamic Reverend Treva on the line tonight. How are you doing, woman of God?
Good evening to all, to Pastor Mom, to Pastor Cat, and Pastor Price, and Bishop McClary, and to the ministers, Diamond, who preached tonight. Oh, my goodness. To everybody, Apostle Kizzy, everybody in the respective places. I just, first to the family, I want to say I'm praying for you, praying for your strength for tomorrow, and I just give glory for all y'all. And to Bishop and to our speaker, I didn't hear everything, but the part that I heard ministered to my heart, and I just praise God. I just praise God, and I'm thankful for this ministry and for the testimony. And for your word of encouragement. And my mother left my sisters and myself this house. Well, one of my sisters is down in Georgia, my baby sister. But my middle sister, who is a twin, and my brother-in-law live here. So I understand what an inheritance is and what it means. And God is blessed. And then I give glory to God that my father, he lives in Minneapolis, and we've been praying for him. And he had pneumonia, and we've been believing, because he lives in a senior citizen assisted living complex apartment building, but it's a senior citizen, and he's by himself. And so I got to talk to him yesterday, and he sounds so much better, you know. And we're going to be moving him after. We're going to be moving him to, he wants to go to Georgia with my baby sister. So we're believing for when this thing goes away, when this plague goes away. But I just give glory to God, because I had texted my sister, because he said he wasn't feeling well. And then we had somebody do a wellness check while we were on the phone. And but God has raised him up. He's continued to get better, and I just give glory for that. And I have some more family and friends that are going through now. But by Jesus' stripes, they will be healed. And I just thank you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for your word tonight, my sister. And may God continue to bless you and use you in a great and mighty way. And Bishop, thank you for for the wonderful job you're doing. And bless you, and Lady Sabrina. I love y'all, and I just say God bless you. And have a blessed evening and a blessed night.
Thank you so much. Now, what's your brother's name?
My brother?
Yes.
My father's name is... My father's name is Valford. But we call him Val. He's from Nassau. He is a citizen now. Val.
All right,
Valford Kelly.
All right, let's pray
Val
right now. Yes. A vowel like a one vowel and Ford like a Ford car.
Yes.
Yes. Father God, we lift up Reverend Jewel's father, Valford, tonight before you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracle that he is. We thank you for what you've already performed in his body, Lord God. And we know that you're going to complete it. You're going to raise him up. You're going to raise up every other member of this family that may be sick. Lord God, we thank you for your arms of protection that even surrounds Reverend Treva, Lord God, keeping her from every hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you and we believe you, Lord God, that you have more work for him to do, more work for all of Reverend Treva's family to do, and therefore you will keep them until the day of redemption in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for the prayer.
Amen. At this time, I don't know if there's anyone else that wants to press their number one key, but while we're waiting to see if there's anyone else, I want to go in and do some announcements before we have Lady Diamond give us final words and give us a benediction. I want to also, say again, we send out our condolences to the McCoy family on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. If you can't physically be there, prayer can definitely be there as we funeralize Mr. McCoy. So we ask tonight if you'd like to join in and participate in the service via the internet. You can join on Facebook under Pastor Mom's page, Willie B. McCoy, and that's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. So if you're in the Eastern Time Zone, you know that is a little later. I think it's an hour difference. So be mindful of that. And let us also remember our weekly announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna bring in Apostle before you, but we're gonna let me give the announcements real quick, and then we're gonna hear from Apostle, and then we'll hear from you, Lady Diamond, with final words and benediction. Join us every Sunday in the Get 'Em Ready with Family. Sunday service is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern Time. The East Street Lewis Christian Center Church, the topic, the Holy Spirit. And on Mondays, August 31st, join our beloved Get 'Em Radio family member, Pastor Lorraine Nebero. She will be finishing on the series, O Well series, and the Well and Worship, the Well and Worship September is going to be awesome. Amen. What I'm trying to say in a very uneloquent way is that for the month of September, we want you to be excited because it's going to be a powerful month. For those of you that may not know, on Tuesday morning during the season, God has instructed our apostle to have us have an hour of prayer in tongues every Tuesday during this time of pandemic. The Lord has given word to our apostle for us to pray. There's praying time like never before, And in the month of September, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts will be praying in tongues. So instead of just the Tuesday prayer of praying in tongues, every broadcast that's within the Get 'Em family will be praying in tongues for the time that they're on. And that's Sunday services at 11 a.m., Monday at noon, the prophetic healing services on September the 9th at 8 p.m. with Elder Harkey, and Thursday night p.m. service. We are still in need of some more. Let me put my glasses on and quit acting like I'm 15. We're still in need of some prayers, and we need all hands on deck. Would you pray or consider putting together a team of you and three more people to pray in tongues for one or more broadcasts? We have 18 broadcasts in September, so please contact Elder Kizzy via text or inbox. And what that is we need some more people who will come in. If you haven't experienced our Tuesday experience of praying in tongues for an hour, you can go into our archives, or you can reach out to Elder Kizzy, and she can give you more information on that. But we're looking for more prayers, and if you'd like to get a team of your friends or prayers or intercede someone that may not have been exposed to Get 'Em Radio, please reach out to Elder Kizzy so that we can get you on the schedule. There is a calendar being assembled right now. And at this time, we are so blessed and so privileged to hear from our apostle, our founder, and the president of Get 'Em Radio, and that's none other than Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Good afternoon, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening, Bishop. Oh my goodness. First, I'll start with you. Wonderful job. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just sitting over here just grinning. Chilling and grinning. And praising the Lord. And I thank the Lord for you. Thank you so much. I mean, he's really using you in a great way. I certainly appreciate you. And Lady Sabrina, I see you in the background. Praise God. Thank you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You probably telling them some stuff to say and everything. Amen. Amen. And Lady D, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you guys started tonight, it was like you was working out your own salvation tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're like, I may feel some kind of way, but I'm going to speak the word of God like he told me to.
Yeah.
And you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Catherine said, you know, the enemy may try to come to you and say, well, you should have said this. No, you said exactly what needed to be said tonight. It was a tailor-made word for those who had ears to hear. Praise God. And, you know, and there were a couple of key things that the Lord had said to me about such a time as this. And he said, this is like a time where it's like we are going into a promised land, so to speak. And I believe it's a spiritual and I believe it's a natural one. And he said, you know, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they didn't leave empty handed. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, it was something that they had to go through later, but told them to stop by the Egyptians' houses on the way out to get some
some valuables from them, and they just gave them the jewelry and everything. And I keep saying, I keep hearing from the by the Spirit of the Lord that this is a time where the wealth of the wicked is being released. It's being released. We've been waiting on the wealth of the wicked to be released. It is released now. And then, as you were saying, you know, we're going to have to do something. Faith without works is dead, you know, and we're going to have to keep on giving so we can keep getting what God wants us to have during this time. You just blessed me so much. And then the other thing, I could talk a whole lot, but I'm supposed to be getting ready for tomorrow. Praise God. But I just got excited. But when you said, to whom much is given, much is required. And as I spoke with the Lord, that's what he to me recently. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. And I'll be honest and say he said it to me in reference to getting a home. Being a homeowner, you know, he said that because I was giving him a list of things. You know, me and him, we deal with lists, you know. and he has said, you know, give me your list. Tell me. You know, we've done this before at another point. I won't go through all of that. But, you know, when I give him a list, he said, okay, got that, got that, got that, got that. Off the list. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. And so, I mean, if you wasn't, I know you were talking to other people, but if this word wasn't for others, it was for me. And it was for me not only for homeowner, but for other things as well, for the crossing over time. This is a time we've never been in before. You know, for if it has happened, and we know it happened over 100 years ago, around 100 years ago, but not in our lifetime have we seen the things that are going on right now. And I keep saying I'm going to stop, but another thing was the Lord was saying, dream big. And I kept hearing that as you were talking, dream big. You know, and Bishop said he's going to get an apartment building. Go on, Bishop. Hallelujah. Dream big. Glory to God. Glory to God. There was a man in New Jersey who said to me, I was staying in an apartment in New Jersey, and as I was about to leave, I'll be honest, I was being evicted. The only time I ever been evicted in my life. But he said to me, he said he had a dream that I was buying the whole apartment building. And he expects that to happen. Now, you know, God had to give him that, and that just came back to me today. But praise God, praise God. God is awesome. And I receive what the Lord said to you and through you tonight. And I've had the greatest time, a really great time this month. I've been talking about you all over the place, mentioning your name, referring people to you, and all of that. And while I'm talking, in October, after we finish our prayer month in September, and I pray that you all can join us with that. In October, our plan is to have a health insurance agent to be on the broadcast because that's the time of open enrollment. And I encouraged her because she was like, what? You want me to bring the word? I said, yes. I said, we have a Christian real estate agent who's going to do it. So I'm using you to encourage others. You know, she's going to come on and talk about health insurance, especially when it's time for open enrollment, and she's very knowledgeable as well. So we'll look forward to that in October as well. But Lady D, Thank you. Lady Determined. Hallelujah. You are determined. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Your name
Hallelujah.
Is just right. You are determined
yes.
to do
yes.
the will of God. And
yes.
and we bless yes. God for you. Got to say another thing. Boy, I'm just talking. But I want to praise God for you for my mama's miracle. And that is a word. That's a word. Pastor Mom could not hear out of that ear for years. And as you talked about real estate, I said, Mama, was she praying? Because that was a powerful prayer that night. She said, no, she wasn't praying. She was talking about getting a house. And I was like, okay, Mom. And so that night I asked her, I said, Mom, can you still hear? Yes. The next day, Mom, can you still hear out of that ear? And she said, yes. And later on, Mom, can you hear? Yes. So there's something even very spiritual that God is using you with. Hallelujah. Even as you do
Hallelujah.
Your everyday job, as you talk about real estate, there's even an anointing on that. And I'll say to you that you're at the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is
Hallelujah.
Using what you're doing, even in real estate, for his glory, his honor, and his praise. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
So stay on this path with God. You know, continue to do what he has you doing. Amen. God bless you. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
And we will continue to talk. Okay,
Miracle
Bishop, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Following the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miracle signs and wonders.
Yes.
Amen. Following the word.
Amen.
We thank you, Elder Kinson. You're in our prayers. We love you.
Thank you
for the opportunity to
you.
Serve. And you teach me how to do this, so it must be something God got in store.
Ooh, Bishop. All right.
But
now.
I thank God for it. I'm an open vessel. Lady
Amen.
D, we thank you so much again for just your outpouring. Mm-hmm. We pray the Lord pour back into you all the virtue that you poured into us. We thank God for your sacrifice, everything that you had to give up, everything you had to endure to carry the anointing that you carry. We ask that God would just replenish it 100-fold. We encourage you and bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank you for bringing real estate, home ownership to the Get 'Em Radio family. And we will make sure we let you know. As God begins to bless us, we're going to let you know what your word has done for us. And I know
Thank
it's
you.
Coming because the Lord has spoken
Thank
it.
You.
And I just believe that God will turn around and bless you and your ministry for what you have done for us. And don't think it was a light thing. It was not a light thing. You know, people, the word says, people perish for the lack of knowledge. The knowledge you've bestowed upon us is going to cause us to live a better life and a more productive life. In Jesus' name, and we thank you. So we turn it back over to you before we give it to the engineer for final remarks and final words, and then close us out in prayer. Again, thank you, and we love you to life and look forward to the next time that you're here with the Get 'Em Radio family.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you all again for having me on, Apostle Kizzy, Get 'Em Radio. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to pray for everyone that is listening, and actually want to give an invitation to anyone that might be listening right now that has not made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, that they may press the number one, I guess it's the number that they need to press, if they want to receive Christ and begin this journey to cross over to the other side. So if there's anyone at this time that has not professed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, press the number one. I believe that there is one. There's someone on this line that's been on the fence, that maybe has gone astray, but they need to rededicate themselves back to God. And so I encourage you to press one so that you can move forward on this journey that God has set out for you in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. No need to be ashamed. It's not about anyone else. It's about you and the Lord. It is about you and your relationship with him and making things right with him. He is meeting you right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lady Diamond, you can go ahead and pray that prayer in case someone in the future on archives would like to receive Jesus.
Yes. Glory to your name, God. We thank you, dear God. Father, we honor you on this evening. We believe you, Lord. We believe you as being God and God alone, that you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the beginning and the end. We profess and we believe in our hearts, dear God, and we profess out of our mouth that you are Lord. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we bless you. We honor you. We pray right now that you would release everything that is not like you from our lives, that you would take full control over our lives, that we would do your will and not our will, that your will be done. We bless you. We praise you, dear God. We pray that you would come into our hearts, that you would come into our minds, dear God, that you would cleanse us and wash us, oh God. Wash us with hyssop, oh Father. Make us white, oh God, as snow, oh God. We bless you and we praise you on this evening, dear God. Have your way in our lives. Move away everything that is unpleasing unto you, every form of distraction, dear God. Remove it right now. Create a clear path for us on tonight, God. We want more of you, God, more of your spirit, God, more of your word, oh God. Come into our lives, oh God. Come into our place, oh God. Hallelujah. Meet us where we are, oh God. As we come near to you, God, you will come near to us, oh God. And so we bless you. We honor you, God. Have your way. Lord, I pray for every person that is on this phone line, oh God, every listener, every believer, oh God, every person that has turned their ear towards you, God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives, oh God, and we pray 160, 100-fold in their life, oh God. We thank you for the blessing that is upon them, that you are increasing them even right now. You are increasing their faith, oh God. You are increasing their ability to trust you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, that you are calling them nearer to you. And we honor you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And so I want to welcome you all to follow me on Facebook, social media. You can go to Diamond Turman or you can go to Lady D Sells Properties. You can also find me on Instagram at Olivia Pope of Real Estate. I am available on any of those sites, on any of those social media platforms. Also, you can give me a call, 314 302-407-6, or you can email me, ladydiamond@kw.com. I'm available to answer any questions that you may have. I'm open to those questions. Always love to talk about real estate or just anything. If you need prayer, we can do that as well. You can reach out to me in that way. Also, as I've mentioned, the annual Women's Be Confident Conference is coming up on September 24th, 25th, and 26th. I will be the MC for Thursday night, the first night. And so I invite you and welcome you to grab your ticket. Grab a ticket for yourself. Grab your ticket for your children. Grab a ticket for a friend. Grab a ticket for any woman that you know, because God is going to do something amazing at this conference. There is no doubt about it. He is going to move in such a tremendous way. And so we're looking forward to what he's going to do through the speakers that we'll be presenting. But you can register, purchase your tickets by going to the advancingchurch.org and click on the event Be Confident. Tickets are just $35. And it is a 3-day conference that you will be tremendously blessed, and your life will be transformed. You will not leave that conference the same way that you went in. So blessings to everyone that has been on the line and have been listening. Thank you all for your ear. Blessings to you all. And good night.
Y'all tell the people that, don't.